Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise God and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. We are at error code 646-373-1857. You can hit option number one. We are also streaming at www.livedeliverance.com. And we are also in our Facebook room. At Blog Talk, we have ministered to over 119,000 people since we've been on air. Live Deliverance Internet Radio is running stronger than what it has ever been in 15 years. You know, the Lord says he can turn a curse into a blessing. And since I've been off YouTube, I'm able to focus more in putting people back to www.livedeliverance.com. I see an increase of average of 174 listeners per day. It has jumped from that to 700. We are getting a lot of our audience back, thank God. I put too much time into YouTube. I really do not want to be on independent on these social media platforms. I want to be independent from them. So the only platform that I'm using is Facebook. I don't need to get on TikTok, none of that other stuff. Can you help me get the message out? We need you as advertisement. If you can't sow a seed, you can tell someone. If just by you telling somebody about this ministry, it will be a blessing to us. We're in the deliverance ministry. And I am a demonologist. It's the study of demons. Jesus cast out devils, and it is so sad that Christians go to church and they don't hear anything about this subject. The devil do not want to be exposed. We're talking about different kinds of spirits. Now, I'm going to ask you to get a pen and a piece of paper tonight. And I have been really seeking the Lord and asking the Lord, how can I teach more effective and more simple to the hearer? Give them scriptures in the verse. So I'm going to give you a lot of scriptures, and I'm going to do some teaching on different kinds of spirits. But I want you to write these things down because it's a lot of scripture. And I want you to learn about the real enemy, Satan, and his followers. I'm going to give you a list of scriptures to read before or doing a deliverance, before or doing an exorcism. We're going to start with that. Then we're going to go with scriptures about Satan and his followers. We're going to deal with the Old Testament before the coming of our Savior Jesus, who's the captain of our salvation. Christ before the recreation, where the word spirit is the first thing is hit to us in the Bible. And if we don't know anything about the Holy Ghost, it is a spirit. And Christians say Holy Ghost, most Christians are Holy Spirit. It is a good spirit from God. Demons are real. They are fallen angels. You need to really know why you're having a lot of problems. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit, S-P-I-R-I-T, the Spirit of God, moved upon the face of the waters. This is God talking about him, a spirit. We live in a spirit world, but we haven't been taught that in the church. Most churches leave out a very powerful ministry that can enable you to have authority over demons and have your life in a more effective way of living, and you not get caught up in all this mess that the devil really creates. You know, it is ironic for me to understand how can somebody really, you know, if they die, their last words should mean a lot to the human being or the person who's leaving this earth. And Jesus, the Son of God, that where people going to be going to church tomorrow on the wrong day, the Sabbath. Jesus never cast out any demons on no Sunday. Nobody can prove that to me. You cannot show me that in the Bible. So if Jesus says these in a red writing, and he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. believe not shall be damned. Well, what are you talking about believing not? Here it is. And these signs, this is a sign, S-I-G-N-S, and these signs shall follow them. It didn't say the preacher. It didn't say the prophet. It didn't say the pastor. It didn't say the evangelist. It didn't say the prophet. It didn't say the pope. It didn't say T.D. Jakes. It didn't say Creflo Dollar. Of course, they're not in this at all because they don't even talk about this. So we have to exclude those. People like those, they don't teach this. And these signs shall follow them that believe. It has nothing to do with pastoral position. Them that believe. And that's you. Well, what is it that he wants you to have to follow if you believe in him? In my name shall they cast out devils, D-E-V-I-L-S. This is Jesus saying that. That's for a believer. So this radio station is dedicated to teaching the believer about the ministry of deliverance. We are dedicated to deliverance ministry. We do teach other things now. We just don't go demon, 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 because everything is not a demon. This is why you have to have discernment of the Holy Spirit, and God will show you. Amen? These signs shall follow them that believe. And the first sign he pointed out was the sign of the ministry of deliverance, casting out demons. And then after that, he say, they shall speak with tongues. Notice his tongues is the number two sign. It's not the number one sign. We believe in tongues here. 1 Corinthians 14:22, tongues is for a sign for the unbeliever. So when they can hear it, they say, what is this? So the deliverance ministry is Jesus' ministry. He started it and he ended it. And it is still going on today. Amen. All right, let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we come in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, how God has anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost, and who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, Acts 10:38. Lord, I ask you allow me to speak as the Holy Spirit give me guidance. Use me as your oracle. We come up against any demonic spirit of interference, a spirit of slumber, spirit of agitation, anything that will stop to hear from hearing this word, we rebuke it in Jesus' name. I ask that the believers be blessed. In your holy name we pray. Amen. Now, I'm not teaching this. I'm going to give this out for homework. This is a lot, and then I'm going to start teaching. But I want you to get a pen and a piece of paper right now. Go to wherever you got to go. I'm going to read this very slowly. We're going to be here for a minute because we're talking about different kinds of spirits. And you need to know this because Satan is a spirit. Jesus says you must worship me in spirit and in truth. And a lot of us don't know how to worship Christ because we have been taught to deal with it on an outward appearance through governmental orders of the church, leadership day. That ain't going to tell you nothing about how to cast out no demon. Leadership. That's all good and fine, but you need to be teaching people how to cast out demons. People need to be equipped to know how to deal with a deliverance. Jesus gave us gifts, discerning of the Holy Spirit, word of knowledge. These gifts are essential in attacking the unseen world. Now that you got a pen and piece of paper, write this down. I'm not teaching this because it's a whole lot of scripture. You're going to go read it when you go home. I want everybody to make sure they got a pen and piece of paper. Let me check and see if my buddy, Brother John, you got it? You ready?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Everybody got a pen and piece of paper. I'm going to have to go very slow with this because this is for you to study at home with you and the Lord. This is not for me to teach. I'm going to give you the scriptures, and you're going to go home where you at now when we get off air. Check these scriptures out and learn about the power, about the enemy, because you win. Christ is victorious. The Bible says that we can do all things through Christ Jesus. It's so sad that the church has limited Christ to giving and money, and everything got to be based on money in the church. A $1 million minister. I had this deliverance minister. Had his lawyer call me the $1 million ministry. I called him back. I said, what is this? It's pathetic. It's pitiful. $1 million. Everybody is money. So the devil can get you into this ministry and you get you a whole lot of money and you're going to forget who he is. He's a tempter. We need to know these things. Amen. All right. A list of scriptures to read during a deliverance or before deliverance, however the Holy Spirit leads you. The first one is Job chapter 1, verse 6 to 13. The second one is Job chapter 2, verse 3 through 13. Isaiah chapter 14, 12 through 17. We have a lot to cover, so write it down fast. I can't stay here and wait 3 minutes to say one scripture. I'll be here 4 hours. Ezekiel chapter 28, 12 through 19. Daniel chapter 4, 34 through 36. Do abbreviation, Daniel, D-A-N. Matthew, M-A-T. Daniel chapter 10, verse 12 through 14. Matthew chapter 17, verse 14 through 18. Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 through 20. Luke chapter 4, verse 1 through 13. Luke chapter 10, verse 18 through 20. Luke chapter 13, verse 15 through 16. John chapter 8, verse 42 to 45. Chapter 5, verse 3 and 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3 and 6. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, 1 through 4. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 25 through 27. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 through 20. The Bible has a lot to say about demonic spirits. Colossians chapter 1, verse 11 through 14. That one is really kicking in my spirit. Let me go to Colossians. We're going to go to the book of Colossians. Chapter 1, verse 11 through 14. Strengthen with all might according to his glorious powers unto all patience and long-suffering and joyfulness, giving thanks unto which had made a meet a partaker of the inheritance of the saints in light, who have delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated unto us the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through the blood, even the forgiveness of sin. Who is the image of the invisible God and firstborn of every creature? Colossians 1:15. Then Colossians 1:16 says, for by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible. Spirits are invisible. Visible and invisible. Spirits are invisible to the natural eye. You need the spiritual eye to see that. Open up my eyes that I may see. 2 Kings 6, 17 through 18. You need spiritual eyesight, which is the word of discerning of spirits. That's in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Discerning of spirits will let you open up. Ask the Lord to open up the spiritual realm. He'll do that for you. Notice that Jesus have dominion, for by him, Jesus Christ, was all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thorns or dominions or principalities. We're going to talk about that later on, what is principalities, or powers. All things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. He has the authority and the rule over all kingdoms, natural kingdoms or spiritual kingdoms. Christ Jesus has the authority. Your Savior has all that authority, and he has distributed to you. You have to operate in your faith to activate it. Amen. All right, 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 17 through 20. Let's go to Colossians chapter 2, 13. Colossians 2, 13 through 15. And you being dead in your sins and in uncircumcised of your flesh, had he quickened together with him, having forgiven all trespasses, blotting out the handwriting and ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out on the way, nailing it to the cross. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a shew of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Jesus Christ has triumphed over all principalities. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 17 through 20. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14 through 15. James chapter 4, verse 7 through 10. 1 Peter chapter 5 through 9. 1 John chapter 3, verse 7 through 9. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4 and 6. Revelations chapter 12, verse 7 through 12. Revelations chapter 13, verse 5 through 15. Revelations chapter 20, verse 10. Scriptures about Satan and his followers, Old Testament, before the coming of Jesus Christ, before the recreation. Jesus recreated mankind by dying at Golgotha. Genesis 1:2. Isaiah chapter 24, verse 1. Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 23 through 26. Ezekiel chapter 28, 11 through 19. Isaiah chapter 14, 4 through 20. Job chapter 38, verse 4 through 7. Demonic spirits is all in the Bible. There's been conflict from the Garden of Eden to the flood. Demonic spirits are all in the Bible. There has been conflict from the Garden of Eden to the flood. Genesis chapter 3, 1 through 15, write down conflict in the spirit realm. Okay, just write that down real simple. Conflict in the spirit realm from the Garden of Eden to the flood has been demonic interference. Scriptures to give you reference for this is in Genesis chapter 3, verse 1 through 15, Genesis chapter 4, verse 1 through 16, Genesis chapter 6, verse 1 through 8. Matthew chapter 24, verse 37 and 39. Luke chapter 17, verse 26 and 27. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3. Ephesians 4, 9. 1 Timothy 2, 14. Hebrews 11:4, 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 18 through 20, 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 6, 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 4 and 5, 1 John chapter 2, verse 15 through 17. 1 John chapter 3, verse 11 through 12. Jude chapter 1, verse 6 and verse 11. Demonic interference from the flood to the Exodus. Again, demonic interference in the Bible shows you spirits from the flood to Exodus, to the time of Exodus. From the flood to the time of Exodus. Genesis chapter 10, verse 8 through 10. Genesis chapter 10, verse 25. Genesis chapter 11, verse 1 through 9. Genesis chapter 11, verse 19. Exodus chapter 7, verse 10 through 12. Exodus chapter 7, verse 9 through 22. Exodus chapter 8, verse 1 through 7. Exodus chapter 9, verse 11, the one verse 1. Job chapter 2, verse 10. Psalms 78, verse 43 through 51. Isaiah chapter 19, verse 1 through 3. Luke chapter 17, verse 28 through 30. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 8. James chapter 5, verse 11. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 6 through 8. Jude chapter 1, verse 7. Demonic spirits from Exodus to the death of Saul. Scriptures that show you demonic spirits, spirit warfare from Exodus to the death of Saul. Genesis chapter 6, verse 4. Genesis chapter 14, verse 5 and 6. Genesis chapter 15, verse 20. Genesis chapter 36, verse 20 through 21. Genesis 36, 29. Exodus chapter 32. Numbers chapter 13, verse 13, verse 22, verse 28, verse 33, verse 22 and 20 through 24. Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 28. Deuteronomy chapter 2, 10 through 12. Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 20 through 23. Deuteronomy chapter 3, verse 11 through 13. Deuteronomy chapter 7, 1 through 5. Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 2. Deuteronomy chapter 20, verse 16 through 18. Deuteronomy chapter 20, verse 20 to 24. Joshua chapter 11, verse 21 through 22. Joshua chapter 12, verse 4. Joshua chapter 12, verse 15. Now, I just heard the Holy Spirit say, why is he quoting all these scriptures? Because when you know the word of God, I did not write this down by encyclopedia. This is coming from strict study from the Holy Ghost. When you know about spirits, you have an advantage on the devil. The devil does not like the Bible to be quoted to him. He hates the Bible. He will try to omit out truth if he could. He tried to quote the scriptures with the confrontation of Jesus in Matthew chapter 4. So it is very essential that you can know the satanic activity and the counteraction in God's kingdom. This is a blueprint to show you how you can get this victory. Amen. Joshua chapter 11, verse 21 through 22. Demonic spirits, warfare from Exodus to the death of Saul. That's what we're looking at. Spiritual warfare. Joshua chapter 11, verse 21 through 22. Joshua chapter 12, verse 4. Joshua chapter 12, verse 15. Joshua chapter 13, verse 12 through 22. Joshua chapter 14, verse 12 and verse 15. Joshua chapter 15, verse 13 and 14. Joshua chapter 17, verse 15. Joshua chapter 18, verse 16 and verse 23. Joshua chapter 21, verse 11. Joshua chapter 24, verse 9 through 10. Judges chapter 1, verse 20. Judges chapter 1, verse 9. 1 Samuel chapter 9, verse 15 through 17. 1 Samuel chapter 10, 1 through 13 and 1 in 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 15. 1 Samuel chapter 9, 15 through 17. 1 Samuel chapter 10, 1 through 13. 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 15. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 13 through 23. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 17. 1 Samuel chapter 18, verse 10 through 22. 1 Samuel chapter 19, verse 9 through 24. 1 Samuel chapter 22, verse 16 through 19. 1 Samuel chapter 28, verse 3 through 20. 2 Samuel chapter 5, verse 18 through 22. 2 Samuel chapter 21, verse 16 through 22. 2 Samuel chapter 23, verse 13. 1 Chronicles chapter 10. 1 Chronicles 4:9. Job 26:5. Psalms 88, verse 10. Proverbs 2:18. Proverbs 9:18. Proverbs 21:16. Isaiah chapter 14, verse 8. Isaiah chapter 17, verse 5. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 14 through 19. Malachi 6:5. 43. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 15 through 16. Jude chapter 1, verse 11. Revelation chapter 2, verse 14. Demonic spirits during the reigns of King David and the divided kingdom. 2 Samuel 24. 1 Kings chapter 22, 1 through 28. Chronicles chapter 21, 1 through 28. 2 Chronicles chapter 18. Psalms 109, verse 6 through 15. Acts chapter 1, 5 through 20. Matthew chapter 9, verse 34. Matthew chapter 10, verse 25. Matthew chapter 11, verse 18. Matthew chapter 12, verse 24. Mark 3, verse 22. Mark chapter 3, verse 28 and 30. Luke chapter 7, verse 33. Luke chapter 11, verse 15. John chapter 7, verse 20. John chapter 8, verse 48 and 49. John chapter 10, verse 20 and 21. Now, you know, some people are not all Christians. The Bible does speak of some people described as children of the devil. Scriptures for that, child of the devil. Everybody's not a Christian. Matthew chapter 3, verse 7. Matthew chapter 12, verse 34. Matthew chapter 13, verse 24 through 30. Matthew chapter 23, verse 15. Matthew chapter 23, verse 33. Luke chapter 3, verse 7. John chapter 8, verse 41 and 44. Specific counts of demonic activity during the time of Christ. Christ Jesus is the first demonologist. Jesus of Nazareth is the first demonologist. Demonology means the study of deceit. Write this down. Demonology is the study of deceit. Demons are deceitful. Demons have personalities without bodies. They want to mock God. Throughout the course of the Bible, we will continue to show you demonic activity and conflict throughout the Bible. Specific accounts of our Lord and Savior, Yeshua the Messiah, doing the demonic and deliverance activity. Scriptures such as Matthew chapter 8, verse 14 through 15. Matthew chapter 8, verse 28 through 34. Matthew chapter 9, verse 32 through 33. Matthew chapter 12, verse 22 through 23. Matthew chapter 15, verse 21 through 28. Matthew chapter 17, verse 14 through 21. Mark chapter 1, verse 23 through 31. Mark chapter 5, verse 20 through 20. Mark chapter 7, verse 23 through 30. Mark chapter 9, verse 14 through 29. Mark 16:19, 16:9. Luke 4:33 through 39. Luke 8:2 through 3. Luke 8:27 through 39. Luke 9:37 through 43. Luke chapter 11, verse 14. Luke chapter 13, verse 11 through 17. Additional reference to authority that Jesus Christ have over demons is follows as 1. Matthew chapter 4, verse 24. 2. Matthew chapter 8, verse 16 through 17. Matthew chapter 8, verse 24 through 24. 24 through 27. Matthew 8, 24 through 27. Matthew 11, verse 2 through 6. The 1, verse 32 through 34. Mark 1, 39. Mark 3, 7 through 10, through 12. Mark 4, chapter 4, verse 37 through 41. Luke chapter 4, verse 40 and 41. Luke 6, chapter 6, verse 17 through 19. Luke chapter 7 through 18 through 23. Luke chapter 8, verse 23 through 25. Luke chapter 13, verse 32. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2. Luke 9, 1. Matthew chapter 10. Mark chapter 3. Ephesians 6, 12. Instructions of Yeshua Messiah concerning us to casting out of demons. We are instructed to cast out demons. Whether you're a pastor, in my name ye shall cast out demons. And these signs shall follow them. 1, Matthew 10, verse 1, verse 8. Matthew chapter 12, verse 25 through 29. Matthew chapter 18, verse 18 through 20. Mark chapter 3, verse 13 through 15. Mark chapter 3, verse 23 and 27. Mark chapter 6, verse 7. Mark 6, 13. Mark 9, 39 and 40. Mark 16, 17. Luke 9, 1. Luke 9, 49 and 50. Luke chapter 10, verse 17 through 20. Luke chapter 11, verse 17 through 22. Additional important teachings concerning Satan and his followers. 1, Matthew chapter 6, verse 13. Matthew chapter 6, verse 23. Scriptures must follow you if you're a good demonologist. Scriptures must follow you if you're a good demonologist. A good demonologist has a reference in his spirit to pull up these scriptures. You shouldn't have to figure out how to do a deliverance. You shouldn't have to ask somebody. You shouldn't have to ask nobody how to talk to a person. You ain't got to do any of that. If you're plugged in the flesh, you're going to get frustrated. If you're plugged in anger, you're going to get frustrated. You're trying to figure it out in the natural eyeballs, intellectualism, comeback words. None of this work in this realm. This is the spirit. You must worship him in spirit and in truth. Additional information, teachings concerning Satan and his followers. We are commanded to deal with these problems. It is written in Mark chapter 4, verse 4 and verse 15, Luke chapter 1, verse 79, Luke chapter 8, verse 5 and 12, Luke chapter 11, verse 4, Luke chapter 11, verse 24 through 26, Luke chapter 11, verse 35, Luke chapter 11, verse 20, I'm sorry, Luke chapter 22, verse 53, John chapter 1, verse 5, John chapter 3, verse 19, John chapter 8, verse 12, John chapter 10, 1 through 16, John chapter 12, 31, 35, and 46, John 14, 30, John 16, 11, John 17, verse 15. The prophetic statement in the gospel regarding Satan and his followers. The prophetic statement, this is a statement in the gospels regarding Satan and his followers. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 through 24. Matthew chapter 24, verse 4 and 5. Matthew chapter 23, verse 26. Matthew chapter 25, verse 41. Matthew chapter 8, verse 29. Mark chapter 13, verse 5. Mark chapter 6, verse 21 through 23. Luke chapter 21, verse 8. John chapter 5, verse 43. Satan attacks against Apostle Paul and his authority. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, 1 through 5. 1 Timothy chapter 1, 18 through 20. Corinthians chapter 12, 7 through 10. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 17. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 18. Satan attacks certain groups of people. That's in the Bible. Satan attacks against certain people, against certain groups of people. You may need to know that. Go write this down. I can teach it all day, but I want you to write these scriptures down. If you got to go back and just replay this thing again and again and write it down, then do that. Seek the Bible. Fine. It ain't going to be easy. Ain't no easy way out of deliverance, man. Ain't no easy way out being a Christian. Now, the Holy Spirit is the one that will give you answers. You ain't supposed to be going to no human to get no answer. You go to the Holy Ghost. When you're dealing with demons, you let the Holy Spirit line the scriptures up, because it says in Luke 12:11, do not worry about what you're going to say or how that you're going to say it, but the Holy Spirit shall teach you at that hour what you need or to say. Now, if you're having problems trying to hear God, don't be trying to confess, I can't hear him. Yes, by faith, I can hear him. I can hear him. I can hear him. Stand out on faith. Some people are afraid to stand out on faith because they're going to, one, worry about what somebody say, what they're going to do. If you get caught up in that, you will definitely lose ground in this battle with the devil. You can't worry about people. You can't please nobody but Christ. Satan attacks certain groups of people. And if you're called to this ministry, he's going to attack you. If you're called to cast out demons, all of us are called to cast out demons. This ain't specifically, it did not say for prophets and priests. It says, he that believeth in my name, ye shall cast out devils. 1 Corinthians 7, 5, 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10 through 11, 2 Corinthians 11, 3 through 4, 1 Timothy chapter 3, 1 through 7, 1 Timothy chapter 5, 11 through 15, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 26 through, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 24 through 26, I'm sorry, and 1 John 2, 13 through 15. I'll read it again. Satan can attack certain types of people. This may be you. You need to learn everything you can about this. And certain things you may not understand, the Holy Spirit will bring it to your remembrance. Remember that the Holy Spirit is your teacher. I'm not nobody's teacher. I'm just an instructor. I just pass out. He give me the paperwork, I send it out to you. That's all I'm doing. I can be replaced. I'm not doing nothing. I ain't doing nothing great. And if you're going to be in this ministry, you got to have definitely be humble. There can't be no pride. Every time I go to do an exorcism, the pastors want to take a picture. They want to say, we. I don't work with nobody but Candace Durden. I don't work with nobody in the ministry dealing with demons but Candace Durden. Nobody else. And that's on Fridays. People like to take profit off other people's spirituality. Don't do that. Get your own. Work out your own salvation. These pastors want to take pictures. They ain't even doing no deliverance. Oh, I'm not, come on. We. Ain't no we. It's me and Jesus. And you need to say the same thing. Amen. The devil will attack you in this ministry. He does not want you to be a call to this ministry. He don't want you to know anything about him. He wants you to stay angry. He wants you to get angry at anybody, everybody. He will keep you away from knowing who he is. The devil will keep you away. He do not want to be exposed. These scriptures are exposing him. And if you go home tonight and take heed and hear these scriptures, write them down, go back over it again if you got to replay it. Again, 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 5. Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10 and 11. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3 and 4. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 through 7. 1 Timothy chapter 5, 11 through 15. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 24 through 26. 1 John chapter 2 through 14. Satan used men and women and demonic spirits for his evil. Satan used men and women. He can use you through your mouth. He can use you through your anger. He can use you through your pride. He can use you through your gluttony, unforgiveness, bitterness, quick temper, restlessness, bondage, worrying, doubt, anger at God, malice. He can use all those means to attack you. Study this for tonight. Acts chapter 5, 1 through 11. Acts chapter 8, 9 through 24. Acts chapter 13, 6 through 12. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 13 through 15. Now, this ain't for babies. This is for advanced deliverance ministers. This is for anybody, but I'm mainly doing this to teach advanced deliverance ministers. I had, and I'm trying to respond, but I'm trying to give it out to everybody too. Okay? Galatians chapter 1, 6 through 9. Galatians chapter 3, verse 1. Revelation chapter 2, verse 2 through 6. Revelation chapter 2, 9 through 10. Revelation chapter 2, verse 15. Revelation chapter 2, verse 20 through 25. Revelation chapter 3, verse 9. Satan control and rule over the world. He uses political systems, the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, the Independence Party, Donald Trump, Joe Biden, Barack Obama, all of them. He used all of them, all of them. Governmental is nothing but controlled by principalities. This is why Christians need to stay out of it. And if you're born again and saved, you really need to pray and ask the Lord who to vote for. You vote on what the devil put in your heart. And it's really sad to see people get entangled when they get on the commercial and deceive you and try to show you who they are in a 30-second commercial. You don't know them people. Satan controls and rules over the world. Acts chapter 26, verse 14 through 18. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3 through 4. Ephesians chapter 2, 1 through 3. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 5. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 9. Hebrews chapter 2, 17 through 18. James chapter 1, 13 through 15. 1 John chapter 3, 7 through 12. 1 John chapter 5, 18 through 19. Revelations 2:13. Hebrews 4:14 through 16. Believers are warned about Satan and his system. John chapter 16, verse 33. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 through 2. Galatians chapter 1, 3 and 4. Galatians chapter 4, verse 3. Colossians chapter 2, verse 8 through 10. Colossians chapter 2, verse 20. James chapter 1, verse 17. James chapter 4, verse 1 through 4. 2 Peter chapter 1, 3 through 4. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20. 1 John 2, 15 through 17. 1 John chapter 5, verse 4 and 5. Darkness and light is an important subject. There are biblical teachings on that. That's in Romans chapter 2, verse 17 through 20. Darkness and life, an important subject that you need to know. There's teaching on that in the Bible about darkness and light. Romans chapter 2, verse 17 through 20. Romans chapter 13, verse 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, 6. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, 14 through 18. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 4 through 5. Peter chapter 2, verse 9. 1 John chapter 1, verse 5 and 7. 1 John chapter 2, verse 8 through 11. Ephesians chapter 4, 17 through 19. Ephesians chapter 5, 6 through 14. Examples of the books of Acts of deliverance. Out of the books of Acts, examples of scriptures concerning deliverance. The ministry of deliverance and demonology is in Acts chapter 5, verse 16. Acts chapter 8, verse 6 through 8. Acts chapter 10, verse 36 through 38. Acts chapter 16, verse 16 through 24. And please read Acts chapter 19, the son of Sceva. Acts chapter 19, verse 11 through 20. And Acts chapter 19, verse 20. Demons know who you are. They know if you have the authority and power. Who are you? And let's look at this. We have to be very careful when we deal in the ministry of deliverance and demons. They know who you. They know your authority. They know who don't know him. And they know who do know him. And we're going to read this and let you see this if you look at the book of Acts chapter 19. The son of Sceva is a primary example of someone trying to cast out devils with no power and no authority. And you can get hurt. I warn you, you can get hurt. If you're in your mind and you think a lot and analyze and trying to learn this from the natural, you can't do a deliverance. You won't make it. You'll be thrown out of a window. Then certain of the vagabond Jews, exorcists. The word exorcist is in the Bible, E-X-O-R-C-I-S-T-S. See, I hold my craft every day. When I'm not doing nothing, I'm watching Ghost Adventures, Ghosts, looking and learning, exorcism tapes, exorcism all day, exorcism, exorcism. Well, why he's like that? I'm dealing with unseen forces. I'm dealing with spirits that was here before I was born. And my life says that my life is hidden in Christ according to Colossians chapter 3, verse 3. I need to stay hidden in him to be protected by these demons. The word exorcist is in the Bible, E-X-O-R-C-I-S-T-A-T-S, exorcist, E-X-O-R-C-I-S-T-S. Then certain of the vagabond Jews, exorcists took upon them to call over them which had evil spirits. The name of the Lord Jesus, saying, we adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preached. He didn't say who he didn't preach it. So if you don't preach this, you can't cast demons out. You have to preach this. Paul preached it and cast out demons. This guy didn't preach it. So if you don't preach it, they give him a legal right to attack you. And there were seven sons of Sceva, a Jew and a chief of the priests, which did so. And the evil spirit. Now, if a Christian don't believe that there's an evil spirit, then you got to erase Acts chapter 19, verse 15 out. You can't erase it out. It's in the Bible. Evil spirit. Why is it that people are not taught this? Because the church don't want to deal with the ministry of deliverance. They're lazy. It takes time to work with people. It takes patience to work with people. Demons are easy to get in. You got to get out of them. You have to break curses. You got to know about curses. You got to have a pastor that have revelation concerning demonology. If you don't have a pastor, whatever you under is what you're going to get. If the whole head is sick, you're going to get that. That's what you're going to get. You're going to get bowel movement if you're a great nothing. You're going to get intellectualism. Brother John said this man didn't teach him nothing but dung for all them years, just piss and dung. Can him to different churches. You know, ain't nobody casting out no demon. Poor man didn't learn none of that until he met me in 04. But I thank God that I had a taste of it through Pastor Wayne Thompson. I come out of Fellowship of Faith Church International. I'm a disciple of Pastor Wayne Thompson. And I got into the ministry of deliverance, and I got a touch of it, a taste of it when I saw it there. And then I began to do work in Jamaica way back in 86. And then I got into the ministry, and God taught me this ministry at a hospital. This is the best place to learn deliverance to be good as at a hospital. All kind of demons up in there. Examples from the book of Acts, I gave that. Christ Jesus hath made victory over Satan. He's made victory over the devil. He's given us victory in Romans 8, chapter 8, verse 31 through 39. Ephesians chapter 1, 20 through 23. Ephesians chapter 3, 8 through 12, Colossians chapter 1, 13 through 16, Colossians chapter 2, 13 through 15, 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, 1 through 3, Hebrews chapter 2, 14 through 15, 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 22, 1 John chapter 5, verse 19. How can we get victory over the devil? Romans 6, 16. 2 Corinthians 10, 4 and 5, cast down the imagination of thought, and thou shalt think an evil thought, Ezekiel 38, 10. The devil starts in your mind. And if you have to cast down thoughts, because if you don't, it will wear you out. Study Romans 6, 16, 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4 and 5, Ephesians 4:17, Ephesians chapter 6, 10 through 18, James 4:17, the 5, 8 through 9, 1 John chapter 4, 1 through 6. Different types of spirits are mentioned in Paul's letters, all in the Bible. Romans 8:15, Romans 11:7 through 8, 1 Corinthians 2:12, 1 Corinthians 12:10, 2 Timothy 1:7. See, pastors don't want to teach this because they don't want to be responsible. Here are teachings on demonology and the Antichrist spirit. And Antichrist spirit is against the Messiah, against Jesus of Nazareth, against his doctrine. Notice that a Muslim will believe in God. You believe in God. A Muslim that believes that Jesus is a prophet, but he will not acknowledge that he's the Son of God. That's an anti. It is against the Messiah. Scriptures concerning the Antichrist spirit is as follows. John 17:12. 2 Peter 22. 1 John chapter 2, verse 18 through 22. 2 John 1:7. Jude chapter 1, verse 3. Jude chapter 1, verse 25. Revelations chapter 11, verse 7. Revelations chapter 17, verse 8. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1 through 3. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 1 through 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 1 through 3. Romans 16:20. Acts 1:25. John 17:12. Again, teachings on demonology and on Antichrist spirits. 2 Peter 2, 1 through 22. 1 John 2, 18 through 22. 2 John 1, 7. Jude chapter 1, verse 3. Jude chapter 1, verse 25. Revelations chapter 11, verse 7, Revelations chapter 17, verse 8, John chapter 17, verse 12, Acts chapter 1, verse 25, Romans chapter 16, verse 20, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 1 through 3, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 1 through 12, 1 Timothy chapter 4, 1 through 3. The rise of Satan in the last years of the age. Genesis chapter 37, 9 through 10. Joel chapter 2, 1 through 11. Revelation chapter 9, 12 and 13. Revelation chapter 11, 17. Revelation chapter 4, 8 through 12. Revelation chapter 15, verse 2. Principalities. Definition. The word principalities in several passages of the New Testament. The terms principalities and powers appears to denote different orders of the angelic hosts of evil. In the Old Testament, the word occurs only but once in Jeremiah chapter 13, verse 18. Say unto the kings and to the queens, humble yourself, sit down, for your principalities shall come down, even the crown of your glory. In Romans 8:38, for I am persuaded that neither death or life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers of things present, Christ has given us victory over these things. In Ephesians chapter 3:10, to the intent that now until the principalities and powers in the heavenly places might be known by the church, the manifold wisdom of God. Deliverance comes from the wisdom of God. It does not come from the ideology of a mind man. It does not come out of intellectualism. It does not come out of T.D. Jakes' mouth because he doesn't teach deliverance. T.D. Jakes is an inspirational teacher. He doesn't cast out demons. He don't speak on demons. He doesn't break curses. He don't give word of knowledge. He just talks very well with two or three scriptures and expand, and people call that learning. That's not learning. That's being entertained. I'm not an entertainer. I'm an instructor. Jesus is a teacher. People need to know. I pray that this wasn't no fabulous sermon I'm breaking down trying to impress you. I gave you a whole lot of scriptures where you need to go home and study. Go back on this video and hear it because we got to get into some other areas on spirits. Also, in Colossians 1:16, it says, for by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether there be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, for all things was created by him and for him. Now, there are three heavens. We're going to talk about that because there's conflicts in those heavens the next time we get back. We're going to deal with that. Open up your eyes. Number one, the kingdom of Satan is in Matthew chapter 12, 26. The kingdom of Satan is in Luke chapter 4, verse 5 and 6. Kingdom of God is two kingdoms. Matthew 12, 26 is saying the kingdom of Satan. Satan is the god of this world. 2 Corinthians 4, 4. He have dominion over here, but Christ has a power. Once the believers accept and understand the authority and the power that he has, he can distribute that upon demons. But people have to have it seen. They need to be taught. O Theophilus, how both Jesus began both to do and teach. Acts chapter 1, verse 1. The primary focus of this ministry is to train people about demonology. We are a demonologist. I'm a demonologist. We are a deliverance radio station. We are dedicated to the ministry of exorcisms and deliverance. We are dedicated to teaching about curses. We have powerful teachers that can teach you. We have the one who's raised three people from the dead and the founder of the deliverance ministry, Dr. Derek Prince. We have Frank Hammond, the author of Pigs in the Parlor. We have also When Worthy Archives. Now, don't forget that the natural world cannot see spiritual things. We're going to deal with that on the next segment. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. You can't understand this ministry in the mind, what you're going to say, how you're going to say it. You can't do that. And if you do it, you're going to butt your head. You're going to butt your head. You must have the wisdom of God. You must have Christ's wisdom to deal with demons. We're going to pick back up kinds of spirits on our next segment. Look, I need people to sow a seed. We've been doing this telethon, and we haven't been having anything come through but $200. Come sow a seed. This is our telethon. This is the time that we use this quarterly. I never ask for people and good bribe people out of money. I don't do that. I just ask that you sow a seed. When I call out to my heart and say we are low on funds, we are. It takes a lot to run a radio station. And we want you to learn this. We want you to understand what demonology is, the study of deceit. We need to teach you. If you are interested in this ministry, we are on 24 hours a day. We do not have a day off. And we've been doing this. We, God the Father, God the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and me. I am the engineer. I am the producer. I'm the director. I'm the counselor. I'm the exorcist. I'm the teacher. Sister Durden helps me. I only have one person helps me. Sister Durden, she helps me on Friday. She's my assistant. I have nobody else to help me in the areas of challenging demons. It's a powerful ministry. I enjoy it. I like what I do. But the devil don't want me to get any income. He definitely likes to squeeze it. But God is faithful. I'm praying someone out there, ask the Lord how much to give this ministry. Ask the Lord, Lord, should I give to this ministry? I want you to ask the Lord Jesus. I'm not trying to get up here and talk you out of giving your money. We do need money to run the church. And I ask that you sow a seed to keep us on air. Amen. We're not here to tell you about a $1 million line. I'm not going to promise you. When you sow a seed, you're sowing a seed into the Lord, and the Lord will bless you. If God gives me word of knowledge of what he'll do to you, I will. But I don't like to promise people that you're going to receive so much millions of dollars when you sow a seed. You are given to a ministry to keep us on air. And if you do that, God loves this ministry. I've seen so many people try to come up against this ministry. They tried to shut me down at the hospital. I still stood. The Lord kept me there. Moved me from the hospital to Phoenix Boulevard. We started this thing off in a building. We moved from a building to here. I'm now international, worldwide. We teach live here in the United States. And I just want to thank every last one of you who have participated in this ministry. We appreciate your feedback. Again, sow a seed. Tell somebody about the radio station. If you can do that, that will help us. Let someone know to go now to www.livedeliverance.com. On the lower left-hand side is our area where you can sow a seed. Please send something to keep us on air. God bless you. We do need the funds. Amen. Shalom to you and good night. Stand by. Stand by, please. We're going back to Derek Prince. Stand by, please. Thank you, Lord. Okay, now we can open up the mic. Let me turn this back on. Okay. Captain John Durden, you have the mic.
I bet you $1 million, all those scriptures you gave, you weren't reading. You were spitting them out according to the leading of the Holy Spirit. Am I correct?
Yes.
I thought so. I just want to say that because there's a lot of ministers who are concerned. They call me and say, oh, you doing this, you writing this for him, and you doing this for me. I ain't doing a thing for him. I'm just sitting here learning. And I just love the ministry. And I looked at all these scriptures and I said, my God, because he didn't know. He didn't have the slightest idea. He called me about like 10, 15 minutes before this thing started. I said, Brother John, it's happening again. I go, I know what you're going to say. You don't know what you're going to talk about. And I said, he said, yeah. And he sat there and sat there. And finally he said, well, it's time for me to go. And don't forget, come in, come in. I said, okay. He didn't know. Folks, I'm delighted to say, all those scriptures that he spit out tonight, it wasn't on no paper nowhere. It was coming out of the Spirit. He was just repeating what the Holy Spirit was telling. If you were listening very carefully, you might hear him go, Shakatapulipotapa. The Holy Spirit is feeding him information, putting it, dropping it in the Spirit. And then he just, all that stuff was memory, folks. It came out of his Spirit. Ain't nothing. I don't know all that stuff. No, no lie. I told me, John, we know you did. No. I'm not going to get the glory of God. That young man was spitting out what he was hearing from the Holy Spirit. Not what he had written down 2 or 3 days before and do 15 of them today and 15 another hour, 15. No, all that came out of his Spirit tonight. He didn't know what in the world he's going to teach. The Holy Spirit did that. I tell you, and all them scriptures came out of his Spirit. That's all I got to say, man. That's wonderful to be anointed like that. God bless the Lord. Amen and amen and amen.
Okay, Dr. Giesenden says he got to deal with you on private line, T.C. Giesenden.
Oh, Lord, yeah. I'm going to tell you the same
all
thing.
All right.
You want to help? I want to tell you the same thing, man, because it's hard. If I didn't know him personally, I probably had a little difficulty believing, too. But, yeah, he was telling us what the Holy Spirit was telling him. God bless you. But I'll be here when you want to, whatever question you want to ask me, sir. God bless you.
All right. God bless everybody. Have a wonderful evening. Shalom.